Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Gajendra's Prayers of Surrender, Text 16. Gunarani Chana Chit Ush Pamaya Mamaya Papa Ush Mapaya. Tat Shobam Tat Shoba Vish Pur Jita Manasaya. Nashkarmya Bhavena Vivarjita Gama. Swayam Prakashaya Namaskaromi. Guna. By the three modes, by the three gunas, the modes of material nature, sattva, rajas, and tamas. Arani, by Arani wood. Chana, covered. Chit, of knowledge. Ushmapaya, unto he whose fire. Tat Shobha, by the agitation of the modes of material nature. Vishpurjita, outside. Manasaya, unto he whose mind. Naishkarmya, Bhavena, because of the stage of spiritual understanding. Vivardita, and those who give up. Agama, Vedic principles. Swayam, personally. Prakashaya, unto he who is manifest. Nama Karomi, I offer my respectful obeisances. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, as fire and Aruni wood is covered, you and your unlimited knowledge are covered by the material modes of nature. Your mind, however, is not attentive to the activities of the modes of nature. Those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge are not subject to the regulative principles directed in the Vedic literatures. Because such advanced souls are transcendental, you personally appear in their pure minds. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 10:11 it said, Tesham eva nukam paratam ahama jnana jam tamaha na shamyam yatma bhavashto jnana dipena pashvata. For a devotee is taking the lotus feet of the Lord within his heart, the Lord gives spiritual enlightenment, known as jnana dipa, by spiritual mercy from within. The jnana dipa is compared to the fire hidden within Aruni wood. To perform fire sacrifice, great sages previously did not ignite a fire directly. The fire would be invoked from Aruni wood. Similarly, all living entities are covered by the modes of material nature. And the fire of knowledge can be ignited only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead when one takes him within the heart, one's heart. Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo. If one takes seriously the lotus feet of Krishna who is seated within one's heart, the Lord eradicates all ignorance by the torch of knowledge. One immediately understands everything properly by the special mercy of the Supreme Lord. One becomes self-realized. In other words, although a devotee may externally not be very well educated, because of his devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, gives him enlightenment from within. If the Lord gives enlightenment from within, how can one be in ignorance? Therefore, the allegation of the Mayavadis that the devotional path is for the unintelligent or uneducated is untrue. Yasyasti bhaktira bhagavata kinchana savara gunas tatra samasate sura. One becomes an unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Lord, he automatically manifests all good qualities. Such a devotee is above the instructions of the Vedas. He is a Paramahansa. Even without going through the Vedic literature, a devotee becomes pure and enlightened by the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, my Lord, the devotee says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Translation, my Lord, as the fire in Aruni wood is covered, you and your unlimited knowledge are covered by the material modes of nature. Your mind, however, is not attentive to the activities of the modes of nature. Those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge are not subject to the regular principles directed in the Vedic literatures. Because such advanced souls are transcendental, you personally appear in their pure minds. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yomam evam asambuddho janati purushottama sasarvavit vajantemam sarabhavena bharata. That anyone who, that this is the most confidential, actually, Yomam evam asambuddho. Well, anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages himself in full devotional service. In other words, knowledge means to know Krishna, and ignorance means not to know Krishna. And Krishna manifests himself as Vedanti tatvadas tatvayaj gyanam avayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Krishna appears as Brahman, the impersonal aspect, Paramatma, the localized supersoul, an all-pervading supersoul, and Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To know, to become conscious of these features of Krishna means to have knowledge. And to the degree that we're not conscious of these things, we're in ignorance. So, modern education is more or less devoid of actual, real knowledge. Technically, to know how the material nature is working is also knowledge, but it's only relevant when we understand who's working the material nature. To watch a puppet work on strings is only half the story. We have to know who the puppeteer is to actually know how the puppet's moving. Even we can see the strings, or if we don't see the strings, then we just see the puppet moving, then we're just like a child. A child may see a car driving down the street, or moving down the street, and conclude that the car is moving by itself. So to think that the material nature is working by itself without superior direction, it has the same level of knowledge or ignorance that a child has. Then unless we understand that there's a driver, we can't perfectly know how the car is moving. But Krishna says, Naham prakasha sarvacha yogamaya samavrita mudoyam nabijananti lokoyam ajam avyam. That I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent, for them I am covered by my creative potency, yogamaya. And so the deluded world knows me not. I'm unborn and inexhaustible. So for the mudas, Krishna is not visible. If one has the conception of life as a mudha, that the material nature is working by itself without a controller, then Krishna doesn't manifest in any way to such a person. After all, if Krishna did manifest himself to such a person, then that person would be greatly disappointed, because we have our conceptions according to what we're attached to. And in order to enjoy the material nature to the fullest, then we have to believe that there's no controller behind it, that we're not responsible to any controller We're not responsible to any superior person. We can do whatever we want independently, and there won't be any problems. Therefore, Krishna hides himself to such persons who want to believe that they can, that they're the enjoyers and the controllers of the material nature. Even Krishna, in the form of Hiranyakashipu, comes before, in the form of Lord Nrisingadev, comes before Hiranyakashipu. Still, Hiranyakashipu could not understand that Lord Nrisingadev was God. He thought he was just a powerful creature. The same thing for his brother when he met Lord Varaha. Similarly, demons may come in contact with Krishna as, for instance, Kali Nimi, when he was fighting against the demigods on the shore of the ocean of milk. He had the good fortune of being killed by Vishnu riding on the back of Garuda. But he never understood that Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, nor did he understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he had very personal contact with Krishna, because Krishna, when he killed him, he was on his chest beating him. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhakti mam abhijananti, yavanyas shasmi tatvataha, titomam tatva gyatva vishite taranantaram. It is only by the process of devotional service that one can cease being a muda and actually enter into the mysteries of understanding Krishna. There's no other way of doing it. Neither the karmis, nor the gyanis, nor the yogis can actually understand Krishna perfectly, only if one becomes a devotee. And therefore, to set the example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made devotees out of so-called lower personalities, made them leaders of his devotional movement. For instance, Haridasa Thakur, Namacharya Haridasa Thakur, was born in a Muslim family. Of course, he had a good previous birth. In his previous birth, he was Lord Brahma. But he made the mistake of stealing Krishna's cowherd boys and his calves. And therefore, he wound up as Haridasa Thakur. But it wasn't a bad birth, because he got the chance to chant Hare Krishna and become a Namacharya. Eventually became a pure devotee of Krishna. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami had become servants of the Mohammedan governor, the Nawab Hussein Shah, and apparently had become degraded. But still, by contact with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his movement, they became great personalities. They became great devotees of Krishna. Similarly, Ramananda Roy, who was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advisor, was born in a supposedly lower caste family. And yet, he was able to instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kiva vipra kibanashi, shudra kene noi ye krishna tattva veda, se guru hoy. That whether one is a Brahmin, or kiva vipra, a nyasi, a sannyasi, or even a shudra kananoi. If one knows the science of Krishna, then he can become guru. He can instruct others about Krishna consciousness. That means mam chaya mam ashritya, mam ashritya, mam vyapya ashritya, what is that? Mam vyapya ashritya. Mamhi partha vyapashitya, yepi supapayonaya, striyo vaishas tata shudras, tepi yanti puramgatim. That anyone, even if they're of lower birth, vaishas, shudras, or women, can yet approach the supreme destination. Kim punar brahmana punyas, bhakta rajarshaya sata, anityam sukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. So how much greater are those, for instance, the brahmanas and the saintly kings and the devotees who in this miserable temporary world take shelter in me. So not that everyone necessarily has the same background, but anyone can start anywhere wherever they're at and make their lives perfect by becoming conscious of Krishna, by following the process of devotional service. And the process is the same for everyone. Manmana bhava man bhakto majayati mam namaskuru mamai vaishasi yuktaivam atmanam matparayanaha. Simply, we have to hear about Krishna, we have to chant about Krishna, and therefore we'll begin to think about Krishna. And when we hear about Krishna sufficiently, then we'll understand that we're supposed to try to engage in devotional service and become devoted to Krishna. And in order to progress in devotional service, then one has to learn how to do it, not only mechanically, but one has to do it with devotion, with worshiping Krishna. And in order to do that, then we have to give up our false prestige. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinada Pisani Chaina, Travi Sahishnuna, Amarina, Maradena, Kirtini Aksadahari. One has to become humble and tolerant, respectful, and not seeking after honor as a preliminary qualification. Then one will be able to become meek and humble and be able to taste the superior quality of devotional service and not become interested in gaining material wealth or followers or women or even liberation. Then one can actually offer proper respects to Krishna and gradually give up unwanted things, sarva dharma prajaja. And then one will only want good association and be empowered to tell others about Krishna due to one's own personal experience. Then one will actually have experience of Krishna. One will understand the value of Krishna consciousness, the value of the holy name, the value of realizing that we're eternal, the value of taking shelter of the super soul, and realizing ultimately Krishna personally and our eternal relationship with him. So that's possible by following the process, and it's impossible for one who doesn't follow the process. Or one who follows the process up to a certain point and then gives up the process to enjoy the material nature on some level, either on the level of fruit of activities, trying to enjoy the fruits of our activities, or trying to enjoy the fruits of our knowledge, or the fruits of our yoga practice, or even the fruits of our bhakti. So one can give up devotional service and again remain covered by the material nature. Still remain covered by the material nature. Or one can complete the process and Krishna will reveal himself when he sees someone sincere enough that they're not distracted by so many materialistic considerations. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?
In comment to Aila Gita, text 16, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writes that all women should be regarded as spiritual masters. If not, one's mentality will not be purified of the contamination of lust. Question. I did hear women should be regarded as mothers, but gurus? Please explain this.
Mothers are gurus. They teach you how to become maternal, vatsalya ras, in the material world. So in that way they're a guru.
Second question. As in contrast to enjoying the energies of the Lord, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes, the Supreme Lord and His energies are worshipable for the living entities. Question? Please comment on this phrase, His energies are worshipable.
Well, if we see them in relation to Krishna, then they're worshipable. If you see shoes on the street, dirty shoes, you may not appreciate them. But if you see the shoes of your beloved child, then automatically you feel some affection for them because they remind you of your child. So when we see the material nature as it really is in relation to Krishna, then it all becomes worshipful to us.
Thank you. And third question. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writes in the 11th canto, if one makes a show of worshipping the Supreme Lord while considering Him an order supplier of one's sense enjoyment, it is to be understood that He is devoid of faith. Question. Why He doesn't say that such worshippers have little faith? The four types of devotees approaching Krishna have some faith. Can you please explain?
The one who approaches Krishna out of material desire?
Yes.
As devoid of faith? Well, I don't know technically even what languages originally wrote in. I can't comment. Our standard is the Bhagavad Gita. The four kinds of pious people approach Krishna, and Krishna says they're dear. So they have some kind of faith, but it's not mature. Especially if they render service to Krishna. Those who don't know about Krishna, they're the ones who are devoid of faith. Those who know the scriptures, but they don't believe in them, they also have little faith. Those who know the scriptures and follow them, but they don't know Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the goal of the scriptures, they have more faith, but they have still not so much faith. Only those who actually know the scriptures and serve Krishna can be said to be faithful. Thank you. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.